Basically, the release from the KHSC is asking those who are planning on attending unsanctioned gatherings to reconsider. As the KHSC, what is it you'd like people to be aware of when they're, you know, thinking about attending homecoming or not attending?
I guess there's two things from our perspective. The city and the police department would probably have additional perspectives, but ours is to think about your own health and safety and try to make good, wise decisions to protect your own well-being. Because we're seeing, you know, significant, every time there's an event like this, we see significant numbers in our emergency department. The trend recently, and it's hard to know if this is a permanent trend or not, is that we're not seeing as many people, but proportionately, they're a lot more critically ill or critically injured. In this past weekend's unsanctioned event, more than 50% of the people had to be cared for in the Section A of our ER, which is the critical care part for people who need monitoring, intravenous access, airway control, in some cases even intubation and ventilation. And we're seeing, you know, a sort of a mix of overdose, intoxication, and injuries from people who, you know, fall off things, or I think last weekend somebody was hit by a vehicle, and I think that person wound up in the ICU. So, like that ruins the fun for everybody, and I think people just need to be aware that it's, you know, try to use common sense and avoid reckless behavior. So that's one part. The other part is about the fact that the hospital is very full and we're very short staffed, and our staff have been dealing with the ramifications of the pandemic for almost 3 years now, and they're stretched very thin. And so like they just don't need people coming down for reasons that were entirely avoidable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, some of these stories that have been coming out, people jumping off of roofs and trees and projectiles being thrown. I mean, yeah, all of these things, you put it, totally preventable in terms of not being injured and all of that. And basically, there was an increase in wait times in the hospital this past weekend, and I understand people can expect longer wait times for non-urgent situations coming up this weekend as well.
Yeah, and it's not fair to people who are down there for unavoidable reasons, right? For other illnesses, and we've got a lot of very sick people in the community. As you know, partly I guess in a consequence to delayed care related to COVID, although sometimes it's hard to tell. But nevertheless, you know, we're seeing very high volumes in the ER and a lot more really sick people than we used to see over the previous years. And so, we just don't have room for people that could have avoided the visit. And it's really tough for our staff to feel compassionate for somebody whose behavior is entirely reckless and irresponsible when they've got other people to care for who really need their care and they're there because, and it's not their fault that they're there. Right? It's just really sick.
Yeah, absolutely. And you spoke about in a media release about how we need to have a serious conversation as a community and with Queens. What would you like to see out of that conversation, out of that discussion?
Well, you know, I think we're seeing a disturbing trend in all the university cities. You know, Queens used to be famous as the standout for this, but I know it's happening in other places now, and it isn't just Queens, it's the colleges. And it attracts people from out of town that have got, you know, that aren't students and have nothing to do with the place. So, I think it's going to take a community effort and not just from the police to try to change the behavior and change the culture. People can have fun without what we're seeing now.
Yeah, and I also understand that the KHSC is encouraging alternate care options, as you have been, throughout the pandemic as well. If it's not something that is urgent or life-threatening, there are other places one can go that isn't the emergency department.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we already have a dozen ambulances on our deck at KGH, there's no ambulance out in the community to pick up somebody who's intoxicated and, or to go and pick up the next heart attack.
Yeah. And that's another thing, I guess, important point to be aware of is these situations that what we are seeing with homecoming, that is taking away from other serious conditions who are not getting that immediate help in these situations.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a real worry. You know, I mean, we have a pretty steady stream of people with heart attacks and strokes and trauma off the 401 and the region. And we're not just a community hospital. We're a regional hospital. We have people flown in for tertiary care, emergency care from all over this part of the province. And so there's a big demand in our facilities. And, you know, we need to make sure that the next ambulance and the next ER bay is available for that patient who really should be here and needs our care.
And I also understand that the KHSC, you know, is gearing up for this weekend in bringing in additional nurses and other staff and clearing out some more space. Tell me a little bit about the plans for this weekend.
Well, we try to do that in advance of every, you know, homecoming type event. And so we're doing it again this time to the extent of our abilities, but, you know, compared to, you know, 3 and 4 years ago, you know, the big worry then was, do we have enough space? Can we convert space to accommodate some of the students and others? And, you know, we were quite concerned back then about the cost of doing that, because it's very expensive and taxpayers are paying. You know, this year, we're not quite so concerned about the cost, although it is always a concern, but the fact that, you know, I'm not sure those staff are there to come in on an extra shift and volunteer, because we're short-staffed. We've had a lot of turnover. A lot of people have retired, and people need their weekend off. If they're not really scheduled to be here, I would rather that they could have that weekend off.
That certainly is another factor, is the staffing shortages and really bringing in that, as it is worded in the release, bringing in is really the current staff basically putting in extra time.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a whole bunch of people sitting on the sidelines waiting for a call. It's, you know, it's people doing double shifts and, you know, maybe having worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and this was their weekend off, and instead they're in on Saturday evening, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, and this has certainly been an ongoing issue, and thank you for taking some time just to outline what sort of the community should be aware of, and in terms of perhaps what we should be looking at. Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Pecora. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.